All right, it's 5:30. Time to call our May meeting of the County Commission to order. If you would, please stand.
Dear Lord, we come to you today. We're thankful for the rain and for the sunshine and for all the many blessings that you give us each and every day in our lives. Lord, let us remember those, and let us remember that without you, nothing is possible, and without your hand in our lives and over this country and the world, that we would be nothing and would have nothing. We're mindful, Lord, that we are here to do the business of the county, and we pray that you will give us the wisdom to do what is right and what is good for the citizens of our community, and we pray, Lord, that you will help us make good and solid decisions. We're mindful, Lord, too, of the men and women who serve across the country in uniform and all our military branches, and we pray, Lord, that you will guide them and guard them and keep them safe and return them home to their loved ones one day, too. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless our county, our country, and we pray for the leaders of our country that you may give them wisdom as well and guide them in the decisions that they make also. We ask, Lord, that you forgive us of our sins, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Ashford, would you please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Lane, would you take the roll, please?
James Floyd.
Here.
Russell Reed.
Here.
Corey Davenport.
Here.
Karen Ashford.
Here.
Jim Bush.
Here.
Greg Mitchell.
Here.
Brent Brandon.
Here.
Randy Gannon.
Here.
Crystal Alexander.
Here.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Here.
Next on agenda number 6, consent agenda. A is approved meeting minutes for April 7th, 2022.
We skipped one, Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, we did. Number five. I'm sorry. Approve a change agenda.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I've looked over the agenda presented to us, and seeing that there is no old business or tabled items, I make a motion that we move number 13 up to number 8, please.
Second.
Would you all right, I got a motion. The only thing I had on it was Mr. Faulkner there was wanting to get in before. Would that,
can we put him 7B, Mr. Faulkner?
Okay, I'll amend my motion then. I make a motion that we move number 13 up to number 8 since there is no old business or tabled items before us, and to add Mr. Faulkner to our current agenda.
He's on there.
He's already
he's
on there.
There.
He's
on here.
He's on here. He's on here. He just wanted.
He needs to go.
Yeah.
So
move him up to 7B.
7B.
Okay.
That. So I'm going to have to, that's an amendment to your motion.
I withdrew my motion.
Okay.
Made a new one.
So your motion is to move 13 to 8?
Yes.
And Mr. Faulkner to 7B?
That's correct, sir.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Let's do that first. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. And B, approved notaries, Rachel Johnson, Catherine McGuire.
We've got to approve the agenda with the adjustment.
Man, I keep jumping down there on that for some reason, don't
I? You're in a hurry, aren't you?
I must be. I'm sorry about that. They have a motion to approve agenda.
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All in favor.
There you go.
Now can I go?
Yes, sir.
Boy.
Go for it.
Number 6. Consent agenda, boys, forward, approve the meeting minutes April 7th, 2022, and approved notaries, which is as B, Rachel Johnson, Catherine McGuire, and Sunshine Robbins.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda, A and B.
Got a motion to approve the consent agenda, A and B. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Well, I'm glad that's out of the way, huh? I want to keep going there. Number seven, public comment period concerning agenda items. We'll start right over. Nobody over here, right over here? Anybody? Over here. This side.
He wanted.
I missed you. Go right ahead.
Thank you all for letting me speak today.
Name, please.
I'm a federal resident.
What's your name?
Thank you, Jones. Some of you may know me, some of you don't. I played ball, went to school with Mr. Davenport's son, Alan. I just wanted to talk to today about the firearms ban.
Can I interrupt you just a second? It's not on the agenda, but if the commission wants to suspend the rules.
Make a motion to suspend.
Got a motion to suspend the rules. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Go right ahead, sir.
Today, I wanted to talk about the firearms ban in the courthouse because up until a few years ago, that was never an issue, and then now all of a sudden it is. So I've prepared a statement today, and I don't want anybody to misconstrue my words as threatening or anything else. This is from the heart. So here goes. Thank you all for your time today so that I might address my grievances as part of my First Amendment right. I'm not here to speak on the First Amendment, however, but rather the Second. I'm sure you're all aware that our nation is experiencing an out-of-control crime wave. This is the perfect opportunity to ask for a repeal of the firearms ban in this courthouse. This is an egregious violation of my Second Amendment right. Quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state and the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I do not recall any part of that which dictates when and where I can carry a firearm. Do you? This obvious right of the Second Amendment is in no way justified. I'm sure the claim will be made about safety. I would reply with the immortal words of Benjamin Franklin, those who surrender their liberty for security deserve neither. The officers that come to this courthouse are allowed to carry their firearms. Why is that? We must remember that police officers are nothing more than citizens like we all are. Police are vital to our nation and this county, but we cannot solely rely on them for protection. If this ban is allowed to continue, what's next? This is nothing more than incrementalism to slowly take away our rights. If the government in the near future asks local police to confiscate law-abiding citizens' firearms, will they say, I'm just doing my job, sir, or will they honor their oath and stand with their fellow citizens? I, for one, will never surrender my firearms, even if that means dying in the street like a dog. I will not kneel, but I will die defending that right if need be, and gladly so. The Second Amendment is not about hunting or recreation. It is about self-defense, not only from those who seek to do us harm, but also the defense against the tyrannical government. It is about keeping our government in line and reminding them that we are their rightful masters. This ban is nothing more than an excuse to control the citizens of this county. It is not about safety. It is about feeding the police state, which we are all living in, that seeks to enslave us all. Lastly, anyone who seeks to disarm you or me is not only not a friend, but an enemy of God and an enemy of the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Do not side with this globalist one-world agenda. Repeal this firearms ban now, and I would encourage everyone here to support Infowars.com. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else over here? About over here. All right. This ends public comment period. Moving on to 7B would be Mr. David Faulkner with the Audit Committee report, sir.
Podium, I'll just go to this corner then.
That's fine.
Here's a copy of the report handed around for this year. So the audit committee this year changed composition pretty drastically. In fact, I'm the only member that have been on there, I think, the last 4 years. We had Kim Williams and John Haggerty join this year. We had two meetings. The first to review the audit findings of the audit of Cannon County, Tennessee for the year ending 30 June 2021. There was one finding. That finding was the Cannon County Finance Office did not file a report on a debt obligation of $2,021,390 from the Energy Efficient Schools Initiative loan agreement within the regulatory 45 days as established by Tennessee Code Annotated 9-21-134, the State Comptroller's Office. We sat down with Director of Finance Diane Hickman. That report, after it was brought to our attention by the auditor, has been filed. We confirmed that, and then we went over the procedures she has put in place to ensure that that audit finding will not pop up again in future years. So that at the end of the day, we noted that Mrs. Hickman's policies that she's put in place in terms of tracking all required reports under Tennessee Code Annotated is sound, and that we wanted to commend her for the transition of the county to central finance system in compliance with the 1984 Act, and they've done a good job. So you can see a listing of the actions of the audit committee throughout the year, and this report is submitted in compliance with the requirements of TCA Section 9-3-405. Are there any questions of me?
No, sir. Thank you, Dave.
And I have provided copies of the report and our minutes to the county clerk.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you so
Dave.
Much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Moving on, that'll bring us to used to be number eight, discussion vote on $19.99 $40 wheel tax resolution to be placed on November 2022 ballot for the citizens of Cannon to vote on. Motion.
Well, I'm going to let Jonathan, do you want to talk about that?
Mr. Davenport,
not time for discussion.
No.
Whether I write that resolution, I've done so. That's a good language that you saw in that. And I'll entertain any questions that anybody has about it. It's, unfortunately, the deadline for the August ballot has passed. Must go on the November ballot unless there was a special election call for that. Of course, a special election would be at the county's expense. That's what I would usually try to tag on to elections that are already occurring on the federal or state level. That deadline passed this in April, actually, noon April 7th for the August election. I'll just run through it again. Originally, the what was put on the ballot and voted for by the citizens was to create a wheel tax, $40 wheel tax, to fund construction of schools. That language said that wheel tax would end when all indebtedness of the schools was completed. There was no more indebtedness. All indebtedness was paid. In 2017, I believe this commission, 2019, this commission decided that was too broad and that could continue if it were, as long as the schools had any indebtedness whatsoever. So this commission changed that wording to a simple, only one word was changed in the entire resolution. And that was, instead of all, it would be the. So upon the complete paying off of the indebtedness, which does not define what that indebtedness is. Mr. Davenport and Mr. Mahaffey have requested that I write a new one that would come before this commission and would clear that up as to what the actual indebtedness was. And so I specifically listed the capital projects of the school system at that time that wheel tax was instituted. And in checking with Matt Tepley and the lawyers at the State Election Commission, the attorneys at the state level have indicated that to change what the voters had voted for, it cannot be the commission that redefines or puts something else in. It has to go back to the ballot for the voters to decide on any change of what the language was that they originally voted on. So this is the resolution that I've crafted to make that perfectly clear. And that would send that language to Matt Tepley at the election administrator's office to put on the next available ballot, which at this point would be November.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to put it in front of the voters.
Got a motion? Commissioner Davenport. Do I have a second?
Well, just so you know, what you're doing by not voting on this at all is going against what we did 2 years ago. Completely. Because this is leaving an open-ended wheel tax on citizens forever. When we know that every single thing that was presented to them in 1999, from the courier ad to what was on the ballot, to what was the resolution that the 1999 commission voted on, was specifically stated that it would end when that debt was paid off.
Do I have a second?
Excuse me. Now, what you're saying right now, it will sunshine, it will go away once this last debt that was for the improvements of all the schools is paid off.
That's what this resolution, if it that's passed what we're by the saying, voters, that's what it would do.
That's what, you know, it would close at the end of the time it's paid off. Yeah. I second it.
We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Yes, sir.
I was part of the vote course in 2019 to quote-unquote clarify what the intent of the original wheel tax that was voted upon. And we as commissioners, and I honestly do not remember from what guidance, attorney involvement or not involvement on that deal. I'm assuming there was guidance from the attorney with the resolution wording that was presented, but I'm not going to say that it was. If someone's got a better remembrance than I have, then certainly you can.
Well, I'd like to clarify, I was not the attorney.
I understand. I understand that. So, I absolutely voted for it. And at a budget committee meeting back in later January, 1st of February, somewhere in that neighborhood is when, and I don't remember how the conversation came up then either, but I do know that as the meeting adjourned and people were leaving, that Corey and I cornered Jonathan. Don't remember who asked the questions or what statements was made other than these. We asked Jonathan to look at what was done, both from the original resolution that had been voted on, I think the newspaper article is too, and our resolution to see, quote unquote, legally how it stood. So Jonathan was kind enough to do that research for us and came back in February with a response to us and said, okay, guys, what y'all did accomplished nothing because it just said debt and debt, as long as it existed, $40 wheel tax goes toward it. Unless, quote unquote, somebody challenged it in court of law, then let a court of law decide what it was. But of course, that would have to be something that transpires as opposed to current status of where the legal opinion lies that Jonathan offered to us. He came back with a resolution then, this one here, and I responded at that time by email to him and carbon copied Corey on that one and basically said, hey, appreciate your efforts on that, but can't there be some type of a resolution that the commission could act upon to be able to, quote, accomplish what we intended with the prior resolution? And that's when he did his additional research as a result of, again, time lapse, but still the end result, and that is, finding out from the legal standpoint how we stood in the commissioner's position of being able to execute a resolution or what alternatives on the table. And that's when he came back this go around and said, okay, based upon my legwork that he did, what he's just explained, you can't do it. You know, the way it was put on the ballot and voted it for has to be the same manner by ballot, quote unquote, to make changes to it. Well, Ronnie Mahaffey's position today is different than when I voted in 2019 and is different from this conversation starting in February coming forward from this perspective. If I've heard it once, I've heard it two or three times of quote unquote people confused on referendums that they voted on in this county. The latest one being the 1981 Act. I've heard it, whatever, didn't know what we was voting for, didn't know what it was going to do. Same comments made back on trying to raise the wheel tax reason. The last time around was the time of, I think it was the last time, same time as the 81 Act. If it wasn't, then it was the last vote of the changes that was trying to occur on a wheel tax to increase money theirs. And people said, didn't understand it type deal. All I know is this, and I'm not a legal person, but it's just my opinion. Jonathan done an excellent job. Appreciate the work he did on that. Truly do. But if I'm a person that does not have the knowledge that I have, and I read this thing, I honestly don't think an average person will comprehend at the level of which the majority will say, I absolutely knew why I voted yes or why I voted no. Last thing I want to do is be part of any confusion. And certainly the last thing I want to do is not support our school system with what they're currently trying to move forward on with this consolidation and the capital needs that they need to make that happen. And I certainly don't want to interfere with a new commission, because this one is lame duck big time with six folks leaving seats, to where they, along with the school board, might desire a wheel tax vote in the very near future. That by voting on this, I don't know how people say, hey, I just voted on that the last election. What are you doing now? Again, all that's subjective on my part. All that is my opinion. But that's where Ronnie Mahaffey stands, not trying to place both sides of the fence, because I was just as sincere in my thinking and honesty of what my vote was back in 2019 as I am today and what I state today. So that's just where Ronnie stands today.
Great. Anyone else?
Jonathan, what would be the deadline for us to pass this?
August.
Last month.
August. To put on the November ballot, it would have to be in August.
Okay.
The deadline actually passed at the last commission meeting at noon before the commission for the August election. So the next deadline will be August for the November election.
So now,
that's it.
Karen?
I just got one thing to say. If we put this on there and they take it off, and then they want to build a school, how are we going to pay for it?
We won't be able to, because we passed this resolution.
We'll have to put it on the taxpayers instead of the new tax if we do it.
Yeah.
You want to?
And I agree with Ronnie. I think there's a little bit of confusion in it.
They were confused a couple of years ago, back in October of, what was that? 2019, when they had the meeting up at the high school, the citizens were asking the question about the wheel tax because of the wording, and you brought a very valid point. They didn't understand. So, I mean, you are bringing a very valid point.
You want to?
The only thing, and this has nothing to do with them building a school or not building a school for me, this goes back to 1999, and I was here. I know exactly what was said. It was told to the people then in 1999 that this would end. The reason there was such a big deal was because the $10 wheel tax was put on in 1975, and it still continued today because it did not have the language to sunset it. And so when we were told this in 1999 that this $40 was going to be used to build the Woodbury Grammar School and put the additions on the other six grammar schools and the high school, that when this debt was paid off, that $40 would end. It was said that in the Canon Courier, in the ad. It was said that in the resolution that the 1999 commission voted on, and it was said that way on the ballot. Now, the language may not have been legal in the terms of what Jonathan is saying now, but that's what we were told. That's what everybody in this county was led to believe. And for me, right is right and wrong is wrong. And so if you're going to lead them down this path and say this is going to end, but then find the loophole 22 years later and say, sorry, tough luck, it just doesn't seem right to me. And that's my opinion.
Anyone else?
I don't think they were necessarily saying tough luck. Things have changed as far as the schools set up and things of that nature, you know?
I understand it. It has nothing for me to do with the schools. I'm not against any of that.
Right.
I just know that it's like anything else in life. If you're told one thing and you believe that for a certain period of time and you get to the end there and somebody says, oh, sorry, you know, things have changed, and they jerk it out from under you, then you tend to get a little mad about that because you have believed for a certain period of time that something's going to be a certain way.
I don't think that was their intentions.
I get it, and I don't disagree with you. I'm not saying you're wrong in any way. I'm just saying to me, that's what we were told, and that's why this is there. Has no other reason other than that. And I'm not trying to cause confusion. I'm not trying to do anything other than just say, here it is. We can either vote to change it or we can vote to leave it alone.
But don't we rewrite resolutions all the time?
No, I don't
right.
know. I mean, we make resolutions. I don't
we
know.
Make them and we change them and amend them, don't we?
We do.
Well, that's what we're doing here is amending
them. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
The record, with all due respect to Mr. Davenport, I did, as part of the research for all of this, actually go back to the August 1999 Cannon Courier issue, in which by law, the language of the ballot initiative must be published. And that ballot initiative that was published in the Cannon Courier had the language that was the exact language that was on the ballot, which is all indebtedness. So that's what was put to the voters at that time. Now, I don't know about any other, Mr. Devore, you mentioned the advertisement. I don't know.
Well, the Cannon Courier and the resolution, you're right. I mean, it all says all indebtedness. And I mean,
I'm just trying to look correct the record that this body did not do anything wrong in the implementation of.
No. I don't think anybody did anything wrong.
In the language at all between what was published by law and what was.
Everything was, I think, legit then. I think the difference is that was the topic at that time. I mean, it was a very heated deal because there was talk of a middle school in 1999, and that got beat to death too. So.
And I don't know. I mean, I was still in college.
I got
anything
tell you.
Ouch.
Made me feel old.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir.
Withdraw my second.
Second withdrawal. Do I have another say? No other say. Motion died. Wait a second.
Can we put this on the September?
No,
agenda.
Because it expires in August. You'd have to have a special called election, which costs you about $27,000.
I think it would be good for the be on that agenda for the new commissioners that's going to be coming on board. That way they can get exposed to this, because I do know there is a period of time in between for the next election that this can be placed upon about.
2 years, correct?
Would it be 2024?
Yeah, 2024 pays off, 2026.
We either do it in August or we have to hold a special called election.
You mean November?
You don't even have to do November. A special called election if you let these new commissioners, let them decide if they want to do a special called election.
They're 2 years.
They're going to be the ones that's going to bear the brunt of this. This could change. What Freddie and them are doing could change. That's going to change the whole concept of everything that's been done right here. And it's going to put more burden on them. And then it's going to cause more tension, not only with this commission, but with the community toward all of us. That's the only reason I was asking for it to be put on the September agenda, so that these new commissioners can kind of start getting a feel for this and understanding it.
It'd be what you are asking, Commissioner Gannon, is to put it on the next agenda to be discussed.
September.
Oh, September.
When the new commission comes.
Yeah, the chairman.
New administration.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could put it on there. It would still, even if, like I say, if they agreed to look at it in September, and let's say you got 6 votes to put it on the ballot, it would still have to be a special called election.
Can we as a body make the
you'll have to make the
agenda decision for September?
Well, technically,
I'm not making the agenda. I'm just asking that it be placed upon the agenda in September.
I'm just getting clarification. I know what you're saying.
Technically, the clerk of the commission creates the agenda.
Yeah, right.
Based upon input from the body. So if this body directs the clerk to do that in September, unless the next body rescinds that in August,
it takes it up.
Then it's simply a note on the clerk's desk to put that on the agenda in September.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. That's all I was just seeing.
But If I remember my calendar right, swearing in night will be the first meeting of the new commission, because it's on a Thursday.
Yep.
And September 1st is on a Thursday. Kind of touching on what Randy said, the next administration could come in here, and I hope Mr. Fagan keeps his position, but let's play a little devil's advocate here. The next administration could come in with another attorney and read it and say, hey, the original wording was okay. You know, to a certain point, it's all suggestive and a matter of opinion.
Commissioner Gannon, want to put it on in September. Do we need a motion for that on September agenda?
Make a motion that this be placed on the September agenda for the new commissioners.
All right. Got a second. Jim Bush. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Aye.
You opposed. Okay. So noted. Moves us to resolution for vote of confidence in Cannon County Jail. Let's everybody get that?
Yes.
Is there a motion for this?
Yes, I make a motion for this.
All right, you make a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Jim Bush. Discussion. Yes.
You know, the jail has been an issue since we were all elected 4 years ago. And I see this as a starting point, but it certainly isn't inclusive enough as far as the wording that I think that to give it some more teeth to really show the state that and the county, the residents that we have, we're sincere about moving forward. And I guess on this part here, on the third part where it says, this resolution shall take effect immediately to create a master plan for the process of the creation of a certified jail, I would like to add that just like we did with the water, we needed a water feasibility study. We needed data. We needed information. And I know we have CTAS and we have Bill with Bob Bass with the jails, right? But Bob knows jails, and so he's going to be pushing for jails. He's not necessarily going to be pushing for a veterans court, a drug court, or somehow developing some types of programs where our recidivism rate decreases. We're at a 90% recidivism rate of return offenders to jail, so that's just a terrible number. And when I researched the other types of programs that are available, and our citizens should be available for them, because we're off the same court of Rutherford County, but it seems to be transportation is an issue in getting to these programs. So that's why none of the Cannon County residents or offenders seem to get to participate. That would really help us in decreasing the number of jail beds that are required. Anyway, personally, I believe that we should hire a company or an individual for a study to help interview all the different stakeholders that are at play. And if any of you have talked to Patricia Weigland, she recommended that for us to help us move forward in the wisest way. We might not need as large of a jail as what's being recommended. So I'd really like the commission and the future commission to have as much information as possible. So I'd like to add an addendum to this, if possible, to have the budget committee look in their budget to see if we could pay somebody to do this for us going forward.
If I remember right, did Darryl tell us that Sam Bass was going to create a master plan for nothing?
Yeah, but that's just for a jail. That doesn't include any of the programs. And what needs to happen is our DA, our judges, all of these people, probation, need to be interviewed, figure out where their needs are. And we need to bring that all together for an overall criminal justice system, not just a jail. And I feel like that would be much more fiduciary, much more responsible than just saying we're going to build a 150 or 200-bed jail. When we might not, I mean, like right now, our jail, we're fine. We're not overpopulated. So I think we would just be prudent in going to hire somebody with an expertise, because certainly none of us have an expertise in the area, right? Mm-hmm. So I would like to propose the budget committee look at it, and I guess, I don't know if I report at request this of Karen or Diane, but like $25,000 set aside to see if we could hire a consultant for the jails. And I don't know if it would come out of the sheriff's budget or what.
Commissioner Alexander.
I'm sorry.
I agree with you, but not only that, Commissioner Mahaffey brought up a good point last meeting as far as the floodplains. You said they were in a flood zone? Correct.
What's being looked at from the location of expansion, build new, do whatever, would get you into the flood zone of the area around the jail, yes.
So is that not a cause for concern?
That's
a big concern. And as far as in reading this, it said, or build a new jail. So where are they planning on building a new jail if that is the case? I just want to know.
That's why I think we need somebody who can gather the information for us.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We can use the money out of the litigation fee, can we not? Where he sells his ECs, because anything related to jail maintenance, construction, studies, we don't have to put this on the taxpayers. We can actually use that money, which is non-taxpayer money.
I think Darryl's got that earmarked for something, don't he?
The resolution only allows it to be used for that. Is that not correct?
Yeah, like
architect fees, studies, expansions, specifically for the jail or the courthouse. I don't think it can be used.
Franklin County, they are just now finishing their jail. And it would be whoever's going to be involved with this, they can tell you about a bunch of problems they had during their times figuring out what they wanted to do. And the sheriff there, he can tell you some do's and don'ts.
Did the county decide to build the jail, or did the federal system decide to fall?
No, the county built it. Coffee County is the only one the federal government has been holding up.
Y'all talking about the educational programs and stuff. That's all fine. But the only thing that's going to get us in federal court is our inadequate jail. That ought to be took care of first and then let the other stuff fall in place.
Coffee County is a good example.
they've been under a mandate since early 90s.
And they will build you a jail and hand you the bill and won't care what it costs.
Exactly.
Or how you pay for it.
I think that if we go and have a resolution, approve this resolution and an addendum for a consultant to, I feel like that gives us some teeth that we're showing that we're sincere and intent about really moving forward with this as far as future lawsuits, if we're getting some money on the table so that this can happen and have like a deadline of being hired by July 1st. You know, in moving forward and getting it in the budget for next year. I think information for the upcoming commission is going to be really critical for making prudent decisions. And we can have this person or group, whomever is hired, report to the commission monthly on the progress being made towards this.
Commissioner Mahaffey.
Yeah. Randy, would you want to say something over there? I don't want to go in front of you.
Yeah.
I didn't see you, Randy. I'm sorry.
Just kind of listening.
Sorry.
But if you're going to create a master plan, does anyone have any idea what that master plan would consist of?
Well, I'd like to think that it back
in. I would hope it would consist of some of the things that you were going
to. Yeah.
But if that's part of the master plan, and I understand what you're saying as far as moving forward, but I'm with Russell as far as we got to do something about the jail first, or the federal government's going to do it, then we can do the education. But I want to know what all is involved in a master plan.
Well,
I don't want to go pay for something that's already here.
Yeah, if I could interject, it's part of Randy's question,
sir. Go ahead, Commissioner.
And I don't know about any insight, but I don't know if you had the opportunity yet to read that information that Patricia
Wideland
sent to all commissioners. I mean, it's pretty long stuff. But boy, I tell you what, I was blown away. Literally just blown away of her knowledge and expertise and guidance that she put into that report. And I knew it, but I didn't know it or didn't comprehend. I don't know that she was over Bobby Bass and Jim Hart, but if she wasn't, she was equal to them in the jail system.
She trained them.
All I know is what she said in that report provides great insight, what Commissioner Gannon has referenced, what is in the master plan and steps to consider and what you need to consider going forward. Again, it just blew me away. To me, just what I've heard from people that has come and talked, our sheriff, anyone else, judges, DA, whoever, all of them comes from this thing from their own individual perspective, which is understood. But to have someone that's able to really put an umbrella over this thing and say, you know, these are what to move this thing forward, I don't know of anybody that would be more capable than her if y'all have the opportunity to look at the information she shared with us and just get your read on what she said. It was just, again, blew me away in the magnitude of which she was able to comprehend and this, and this, and this to get the results of this, and this. And I'm sure all of y'all had an opportunity to look at that inspection report, the last one. I think Bush sent it out, and it seemed like someone, I think maybe it's included in her report again as well. But all those findings that were in there, we were not overcrowded. We were not understaffed. In fact, there was only one thing that was identified beyond the sheriff's control, and that was the sight and sound between female and males.
But we've been told that, Commissioner Mahaffey.
And we have been. We mm-hmm. have been overcrowded. We have been understaffed. Big time. But we're in a particular situation here, it appears, that allows us to say, okay, this is the inspection. Hey, it's not nothing to brag about, but it sure is better than some we got in the past. And we might have a local resident here that could provide great insight of being the glue that brings this thing together for the new commissioner to have information, whatever. And again, I don't know nobody else, so that's the reason why I did see what she shared with us. And I'd strongly encourage you, if you had an opportunity to look at it and scan it, get a little bit more detail, or you haven't had an opportunity yet, go back and look at it and see what you think.
Yes.
So what I'll need my personal opinion, is for the sheriff's department to be held under the same scrutiny as, for example, the Board of Education. The data that we all need from the Board of Education, I'll need the same data from them. Like you said, we need a master plan from the Board of Education. We need a master plan from the sheriff's department so we can get the ball rolling. And you came up with a great idea as far as getting these people in.
And we need current data.
Yes, absolutely.
And so,
but they need to be held under the same scrutiny if they want these funds.
Yeah, I think Crystal.
I'll get you right.
I think that Brent had contacted Mr. Bass, and you might know better, Jonathan. But I think that this basically was a starting point. Mr. Bass said this would get, see, they haven't won, they've done these studies before, but we didn't act on it. And it cost them a lot of people and time and effort to make these reports for us and then the commission not to act on it.
Right.
So I think that he wanted like a commitment.
But that goes back to him saying we've been told that we were under, you know, they found in the, you know, reports that we weren't overcrowded, we weren't understaffed, and things of that nature. And that goes back to what you said. Do we really need 100 extra beds? Do we really need, you know?
We don't know at this point.
Yeah.
Especially if we could get some helpful programs going and decrease our recidivism.
Absolutely.
Karen? I thought at the last meeting when Patricia was sitting there that it was decided that there would be a meeting of law enforcement committee or some committee.
Exactly. Law enforcement committee.
Yeah, you did, because I asked you if you had a list of that.
No, I have not heard that one's been called.
And I haven't either.
Jonathan, do you
have
anything?
I know I'm on that committee. Be able to move forward and get funding, grant funding, things of that nature, to build us a new jail. That stakeholders committee is created. As part of that program, that includes the district attorney, sheriff, public defender, et cetera, judges, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe Mr. Bush and maybe possibly Ms. Hickman as well sent out an email to all members of that stakeholder committee and got no response.
Yeah. And that's where Patricia addressed, like on our email, it's very hard to get these stakeholders together. And that's why we need like a facilitator.
Unfortunately, what we have here in this county is part of the 16th Judicial District. We are part of a larger judicial district made of two counties, one being Rutherford and one being Cannon. Rutherford having over 200,000 residents and Cannon having about 15,000 residents. So when we talk to the district attorney, which is district attorney, public defender, judges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they're part of the judicial district, and they're elected throughout the district-wide 16th judicial district. We don't get a lot of attention paid to us by our district attorney and by the public defender, et cetera, et cetera. And so we don't get a lot of participation in this committee, unfortunately. I think what Mr. Bass is looking for is a commitment from the county. Now, to that end, I have made notes on this resolution of what Ms. Floyd was looking for, and it's addendum, and I'll just offer it here as a possible motion to amend or however it needs to be taken. But starting with the second sentence, existing, a request to improve the jail facility and renovation or build a new jail and purchase the land to do either to have a certified jail. Instead of a period, I make it a comma. In corroboration with a qualified consultant for which a budget shall be determined by the budget committee. And the budget committee is so directed at its next regularly scheduled meeting to consider and make recommendation under the Cannon County Board of Commissioners within the 2022-2023 fiscal year budget. Does that cover what you were looking for in the school?
I think that would be great. I guess in maybe it would be in job expectations or something later that we would say that this person would come and present to the commission monthly on updates on the master plan or how things are moving forward, or, you know, to considering all of the criminal justice system, not just the jail.
And typically how this happens is the consultant consults with all these entities that are part of this committee.
Okay.
And in other counties, in other judicial districts, that consultant consults everybody on that committee, all the stakeholders,
yep.
and determines what that budget is, and what needs to be done. But typically what happens is there's a line item in the budget made for that to hire such a consultant, and
okay.
bid out for that consultant. And then the bid out for that consultant includes a job description, and that whoever wins that bid is going to get more awards, or whatever that is going to come back to the commission, determine what's going to be their contract.
Okay. So I make a motion to accept Jonathan's proposed resolution.
We have a motion on the table before.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we did.
We have a motion.
I rescind
on the table and
second.
To amend her own motion.
I rescind.
Okay.
My second.
Okay.
You
rescind your.
Yes,
person?
I do. Thanks.
All right. Rescind the motion. So
rescinded the second. Withdrawn the motion.
Yes.
Now
I would like to go ahead and adopt this resolution with the amendments that Jonathan presented to us.
Did everybody get that, what he said, or would you like for him to repeat it? Because
I'd like to see it in print.
Yeah.
Before we vote on anything. But if I may make a comment while moment here, it's talking about our jail is not overcrowded, not understaffed. Go back before COVID hit and get your census numbers at the jail.
It was blown out of the water.
It was overpopulated and understaffed. And it will be again just as soon as the powers deem that it's over.
Yes.
Commissioner Reed is absolutely correct. I mean, they were standing all just shot to, you know, absolutely correct. The only thing that I respond to that is just simply from, again, my perspective of COVID did happen. There was a change somehow, some way, and I don't know what change or changes made all that align itself, but it did, where the judicial system took a different approach. That's all I know. They took a different approach. And I have to say it was credible, and certainly in their minds was what was, quote, the right thing to be doing. Sure, they wouldn't have been giving wrong sentences to people. So whatever change resulted in a lesser population in the jail. So to say, okay, COVID's over, and now we go back to, quote, unquote, the old way of sentencing people, don't quite align itself of understanding the justification. That's all I can
thank you, sir.
Say.
Do I have a second to the motion? You second? Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Frank Boyd.
Yes.
Russell Reed.
No.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
No.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
Yes.
Brent Raymond.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
I would like to see a master plan, but to get this thing going forward and get something going, yes.
Crystal Alexander.
No.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
Yes.
7-4, 3 against.
Motion passed. Next on the agenda is approved budget committee recommendation for purchase of fire trucks using governor's money.
Diane, what kind of money are you going to have left afterwards?
Well, $68,000 is what hasn't been allocated. So we still have money left in this governor's because we have a lot of it for ADA. We don't have all that. This is, y'all seen this a lot of times.
Is there a motion anywhere to accept
the... Let me just tell you... Neil has a couple friends who may be making a contribution to buy a fire truck or two. But in case that doesn't go through, we wanted to at least get approval.
Thank you.
Because when Michael finds a truck, he needs to be able to get it.
Yes, I'll make a motion.
I've got a motion to accept this. Hang on. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Got a second? Now go.
Okay. Diane, this truck that's broke down, who owns it? The county or they?
County owned.
It's county owned. What's going to happen when you sell it for scrap? Where's the money going? Is it going back in general fund?
We'll decide that. Yeah, well, it'll go back in general fund, but you want it to go back to the fire department? Or
who said we was going to sell it?
What about Chief?
I said, Is
it really broken down? Like,
yeah,
it's
the motor's like blowed in it. And the pump's not right in it.
And what's not right?
The water pump.
Yeah.
So the truck is not worth the motor it costs to put in it.
Well, you look at the pump, it's got pump issues too. So
the fire pump's got issues.
I'm not going to say it wouldn't be worth it, also, but in the time frame that it would take to get it done, it's not feasible because you may be late fall before you can get the truck done.
I guess my question would be, if we said, hey, we want to put a new motor in this and fix the pump, $25,000, we would have a good truck then, correct?
Because they'll have an old truck.
They didn't count the labor.
Pardon me?
They didn't count the labor.
Okay, but I guess what I'm saying is it financially feasible for us to repair the truck and have that truck for another department? I'm not saying not get what Moortown needs. I mean, I think we need to do that immediately. But I'm saying, do we just scrap this truck and cut our losses on it, or do we reinvest in it and have a decent truck for another department? That's my question.
My question is, does this discussion have, does it have a bearing on what we're trying to approve for the fire truck? Okay. Then we can take that up another time, and we stick to the fire truck.
Okay.
We got a motion, a second, to give the money for, use the money out of the governor's?
$68,000 out of the governor's money.
Plus their
$101,000.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I just need clarification. Appreciate y'all being here tonight. Appreciate what y'all do. Our prior discussions has dealt with a fire truck, and it appears that's what we've talked about here tonight, a fire truck. Is it a fire truck or two fire trucks?
A fire truck that's bad.
For 101, I think I can get two.
Okay. In my mind, Chief O'Neill, I just come back to the need or upcoming need. I think it's next year, and you correct me if I'm wrong, of these air tanks that are expiring.
Yeah, you look at that. How much is it? $500,000.
Yeah, $500,000. So fire trucks are no good unless you got somebody to operate. Go into a house to put out a fire, do whatever. So with that being said, I know there is hope, I think, of maybe applying for a USDA grant next year to try to get some funds for that.
Or a CDBG or something?
Some type of a grant.
CDBG grant.
Is that right? To try to get some air tanks or new ones or what? Yes, sir.
Yes.
So that's a question mark. There's no guarantees, of course, on that. So do we need monies, quote unquote, guaranteed in the sense of having some money to replace tanks, as opposed to taking all your capital outlay money that you've got saved up? And we're spending the balance of this governor's that amount allocation because, well, somewhere in my mind, Diane, correct me, am I wrong on that? I was thinking there was no dollars left on this particular governor's grant except what's here for ADA purposes.
There's dollars left for that. And
yeah.
$68 has not been allocated.
I understand. Okay, so I was correct. $68 unallocated dollars. So in essence, if we use all of that, it's all gone. That's allocate or spend type deal. So in my mind, I'm just thinking out loud in the sense of saying, okay, do we need some sort of a little reserve if I have to start buying tanks next year versus where we get the money for the tanks? If one truck gives you what you need to get you back at status quo. But anyway, those are just my kind of news.
Chief, you got anything?
Appreciate y'all.
You got anything to add or?
Part of the truck schedule, I mean, I presented a truck the other day at the budget. What was that name? The budget committee meeting. That truck was a cat call.
Yeah.
I told him I was interested. I talked to him last night. I got home 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't make no deal unless I got
it. I understand.
But what Ronnie was saying, yeah. And I understand where he's coming from, instead of getting two trucks with what, you know, both monies that you're going to put together, you need to, you know, get that one truck that you need. And if you're going to have air tanks, you better have some reserve money set aside because, you know, you're looking at schools, you're looking at, you just heard about a jail. Money's going to get tight.
Can I?
Just a second. Yeah. Pick up first, I get to you next.
Tim, would you correct me if I'm wrong? The $500,000 for the...
Excuse me. Sorry, bud.
For the CDBG grant for the air packs, that, part of that's a matching grant. Is that correct?
Good question. So that's $350,000 max that we could get funding on that. But some of that will have to come out for administrative costs as well. So probably $300,000 on that, correct?
Okay. And we expect the cost of the, what was it, 10 air packs? Was that how many it was?
About 50.
Yeah. Okay. And we expect that to be about how much?
$500,000.
So we're looking at about $200,000 that we have to come up with for that part. Gotcha.
Karen.
All I want to say is remember when we buy these trucks, we're buying 20-year-old trucks.
Correct.
20-year-old, so a truck can go down at any time. If we don't have a spare, then you got a department without a truck. Like
well, more towns, they've got a spare right now.
They only got a tanker.
No.
We
got
a spare. We got a spare truck, but we're using this now.
Okay.
It's the Midway truck that we bought Midway truck. We use that for a spare now.
And
it's down.
It's not worth fixing.
It's down
for
6 months left.
No, it's been down for 10 months.
Our plan was to get rid of that loaner truck, give it back to Midway Bobby, give it back to Midway, and give us a good fire truck when we have a truck in the shop, or change whatever we have a good fire truck. But it's one of the problems.
All right. Anybody else? Got a motion, second. Call the roll, please.
Janine Floyd.
Yes, to approve.
Okay, thank you. No.
She said no.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Russell Reed.
Yes.
Corey Davenport.
Absolutely, yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Jim Bush.
Yes.
Greg Mitchell.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Ronnie Mahaffey.
I'd go for the one truck, 68. I can't go for both with no needs of matching as well as question mark on the gas tank. I vote no.
8-2 motion. Pass. Next is discussion of TDEC and ARPA funds for upcoming water projects.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Pate.
He's going to give it
okay.
Up, I guess.
I'm giving you to the chairman.
You want a microphone?
Chance.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Just hold on a sec.
We're going to get you a microphone. If it'll work, you do good microphone.
It's only my first or second time behind a microphone, so we'll see how this goes.
All right, go for it.
All right, I'm Mark Petty with Water Management Services. First, I want to take a second and thank you all for approving our agreement last commission meeting, and I apologize for not being there in person tonight. Since the last meeting, we have sent out initial requests for information to the various utilities that serve Kendall County. We've received some information back from DeKalb, and they appear to have some projects proposed which would expand service within Cannon County. I had a meeting with the engineering director for Consolidated Utility District last week to discuss their abilities to expand service into Cannon County. Consolidated is chartered for Rutherford County, and historically they have not sought out to provide water service outside of their county lines. However, they have worked deals in the past. Allen, the engineering director, told me that they have worked deals in the past with the city of Murfreesboro and another municipality in which, so in this instance, it would be Cannon County, may be able to enter into an agreement with the city of Murfreesboro and purchase water from Murfreesboro, and Consolidated simply act as a pass-through system to provide you all water, and that's how they kind of get around that. All this is very preliminary. There's no guarantees from them at this point. They seem interested in seeing the results of this study. We did discuss four different points along the western boundary of Cannon County that borders Rutherford County. A couple of those locations do show some significant promise in being able to deliver water into the western portion of Cannon County. And I have asked, after we complete this feasibility study and are able to present it to them, how they would like to handle those discussions and facilitate those discussions in the future with you all to hopefully be able to provide water into Cannon County if it's deemed that it's needed. I do not see, with all of that, I consider all that positive news, but I don't see any collaborative projects within the ARP government money pool to be able to have a project with them this fall. At least at this time, I don't envision that. I believe this would be something in the future and down the road that would be a great thing, but for the purpose of the ARP funds, which is what we're focused on getting identified for you all first, I don't see Consolidated being really a candidate for that. James C. Haley and Company, I spoke with Nathaniel Green with James C. Haley a couple weeks ago and reached out to he and Matthew Tucker for information on both Warren Utility Districts as well as Woodbury. I sent an email with kind of a general request for information, and apparently I got hung up in a spam filter, so they are working on gathering that information now, and that information should be back to our office sometime next week. So with all of that, we are consolidating the maps that we do have into one map for you all. We are using our ArcGIS system to go through and identify structures, homes, garages, that sort of thing, within a map that we can assign an elevation to and provide a breakdown of, you know, where we think that realistically water could be served today, where water could be served in the more near-term future, and then those areas that are higher elevations that it could be a while before we, you know, make it up to that high of elevation. It could require quite a bit more development within the county before a capital improvements for these various utilities of that size is undertaken. And we're also working through population projections, identifying, you know, how much do we anticipate Cannon County growing, how much water do we anticipate Cannon County needing, and still collecting information, and information still continuing to roll in, and hopefully we will have much more to present to you all next commission meeting.
Any questions?
Does anybody have any questions?
I do. And Diane and Neil,
can you hear him, sir?
Well,
a little bit. You may have to repeat.
Well, yeah, I apologize to our finance director folks because I should have asked them already, and it was on my radar screen and dropped off. So I'm just having to ask tonight. And I apologize to you that I didn't touch base with you in case you need to do some research, but maybe they can help to explain what I'm attempting to ask the question on. We are tonight looking at an administrative type firm or contract with an outside entity to help administer this water grant, whatever we call this thing. Due to the complexities of it, due to the inexperience, or we don't have folk, quote, a board to be able to do it ourselves, and therefore we need the assistance of an outside entity to help to make sure we're dotting I's, crossing T's, stay compliant, don't drop deadlines, all those kind of things. And if I've said something inappropriately, then Neil and Diane can speak up and correct me on that. So with that being said, I just have a curiosity question. Do y'all provide that service?
I believe we could provide that service. However, I do not believe we would be the most efficient use of Cannon County's funds for that service. The admin and kind of how all of the ARP money has been set up by the state of Tennessee, it's been closely developed with the Tennessee Association of Utility Districts, or TAUD. And TAUD, our understanding is that TAUD has actually created a subsidiary company called TUA, which will be able to facilitate these grant services and the admin of those services. And Neil sent over an agreement that I believe TUA had provided you all. And truthfully, I believe that they would be the best ones to go with than not just my firm, but any firm, because they are the ones that have worked with the state. They should know the proverbial hoops that have to be jumped through. They should be able to navigate any problems that come up more quickly and be able to work with the state in getting them resolved for you all. That is my understanding as of right now of what TUA can provide and how all that would go.
I'm good. Thank you so much. Appreciate that information.
I just want to clarify, we're not at the point where you've identified any type of specific need for the county. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so we're still too early in this stage to say, hey, we need this on the west side, the north side, east side, or west side, correct?
That is correct. I'm still waiting on all of, because ultimately I can say, you know, Cannon County needs this, or here's this project for, you know, that would extend water service in Cannon County. But because you all don't own the water system, these various utilities around you all and Woodbury own the water systems, they have to be on board for the projects as well. So what we are working on is getting those projects that maybe these outside utilities have already identified, making a list, and then from that list that they provide, kind of ranking how we see it best benefiting county residents. I know DeKalb has presented some that would, I believe, extend service into Cannon County. So I would, at this time, consider DeKalb a candidate for receiving some of you all's funds. Woodbury, from what I have seen, I haven't received anything from James C. Haley yet, so this could change. I've only seen what Brent and Abby have sent, or maybe Neil. That seems to be mostly water line replacement projects. And the argument could be made that these water line replacement projects do benefit the county residents because it may save a water customer rate increase. But the goal and the path that I'm working on is expanding water service in Cannon County at this time. And I haven't seen anything per se from Woodbury that would accomplish that goal. And then the two Warrens, James C. Haley is working on that as well, so we'll see what they have identified or if they've identified anything that could potentially increase service in Cannon County.
When are you planning to, when is the plans to have this done?
Our The water study or just having projects identified?
The projects identified.
Pending we get the information next week, I believe we would be able to start a very good discussion come June, and I believe we would have we could have definitive answers by July.
I have one clarification. Just clarification on these ARPA funds. Are these monies to be for replacement of water lines, or is it mostly for expanding?
It could be for either one. As far as the ARP funds are concerned, my understanding is that they can be used for replacements or they can be used for expansions. The guidance and the kind of the goal that I was presented was expanding water service in Cannon County because you all have so many residents that rely on wells. So that is the goal that I am working toward and identifying. However, I will present all the projects and what I perceive as pros and cons to each, and you all will make the ultimate decision. I'm just a facilitator.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for being with us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
so
much. You're welcome. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just, sorry, thank you. With us is Shane Gannon, the Woodbury Utility District Director. I don't know if he has anything that he wants to say or ask. Shane, do you have anything? No, not at this moment. All right. Let's move on to, guess who? Diane. Come on back.
Okay, so I have a budget amendment.
Rest.
The schools have one, is that $10,000 they got the seatbelt for him? The seatbelt for the new girl. That's number 8.
Yeah, I make a motion to approve BOE 21/22, number 8.
Okay. I got a motion to approve resolution BOE 21/22, number 8. Y'all want to, let's see, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Sorry.
Okay. So then the next one is the 21/22. This is the ARPA money just to put in the budget to pay the water management services. And then if we hire a grant administrative service, we put that in there, which I don't think much of that will be paid out this fiscal year, probably next year, but just in case, I thought we'd put 40 in the budget. So this is in Fund 127.
Is this part of that 2.95 million? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to
21/22.
I'm sorry.
The administrative services for the grant administration services, is that what was already, did you already bid out for that?
It's in the bid opening, well, it's not really a bid, but qualifications is next Tuesday. So, yeah, we've already run it in the paper twice.
Okay.
And the 30 is the pot of money to pay for this waste management.
Water management.
Yes.
I've got a motion to accept resolution BA 22/22. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Got a second. Commissioner Alexander. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
The next one is the ambulance service to purchase radios and a cardiac monitor. And this will be coming from the fund balance. And the ambulance authority did approve.
And the budget committee.
And budget committee. Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve BA 21/22-23.
Got a motion to approve BA 21/22-23. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
The last one that I've made copies because this is the one I emailed you. This is grants for EMA. And I think I explained all that in the email with y'all's questions. So that one is for June, and I just put it in the packet by mistake.
Is there something different?
Gave it to Lena.
22.
No. Well, these in the packet? These weren't in the packet. Yep. I emailed these to you.
Who is?
His was probably.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you might have. Okay.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Thank you.
But the $3,800, he had a gator was in the fire at the sheriff's department. He got the insurance money last year, and he didn't get, you know, he didn't spend it. But he has ordered it, and he's received it. It's a Polaris. So I'll have to move that money out of fund balance because it's already been received. So.
Yeah, I'll make a motion for BA21/22-24.
Okay. Got a motion BA21/22-24. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I just noticed on one of those grants, Diane, that it expired April the...
Yes, he's got it spent.
Okay, that's the question.
Anyone else? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. What is this for?
It goes to
the
What about this
government grant?
BOE 21-22-9.
I put that in there by mistake.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you.
So what is all this government grant contract?
That includes your budget amendment.
Okay, and this one too.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just along for the ride.
Okay, so all this
I'm going to ask you guys if we could recess the June 2nd meeting and come back on the 30th to vote on the budget and last minute budget amendments.
So be prepared to recess June meeting and come back on June 30th. You're giving everybody notice that they can plan.
Recess meeting, you top your thing and well.
Yeah, if everybody can make that date.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody's going on vacation?
Well, it's June 2nd to June
3rd. And the amendments that we always do at the end of the year.
I'm kind of been expecting that. All right, that it, Dan? Are you finished? You ready, really? Well, all right then. That brings us to 15. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Praise the Lord.
Motion to adjourn.
I got a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.